King Herod heard of the deeds of power, for Jesus' name had become known. Some were saying, John the Baptizer has been raised from the dead, and for this reason those powers are at work in him. But others said, it is Elijah. And others said, it is a prophet, like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard of it, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised. For Herod himself had sent men who had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because Herod had married her. For John had been telling Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he protected him. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to him. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers and officers and for leaders of Galilee. When his daughter Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it. And he solemnly swore to her, whatever you ask me, I will give you, even half of my kingdom. She went out and said to her mother, what should I ask for? She replied, the head of John the Baptizer. Immediately she rushed back to the king and requested, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptizer on a platter. The king was deeply grieved, yet out of regard for his oaths and for the guests, he did not want to refuse her. Immediately the king sent a soldier of the guard with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison, brought his head on a platter, and gave it to the girl. Then the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. I'm not sure we should have kept them in there for that that reading. That's one of the handful in the scriptures that it's really hard at the end to hold it up and say the Gospel of the Lord, because it's kind of nasty. And it's one of the, it really is the only story in the Gospels that doesn't include Jesus. So it's its own little curiosity. But before I get to that, I want to tell you about a pet peeve of mine that I try not to let bother me anymore. And I hope I don't offend anyone in this room, but cigarette butts on the ground are a real pet peeve of mine. And cigarette butts flipped out of cars and on the way into stores and whatever it is. And I suspect that most of the people who do that don't throw a bag from McDonald's out the window. There's something about a cigarette butt. The problem is they're made out of a kind of plastic and they will last forever. So it's gotten me into trouble a little bit. There was a time when Mason was about this big, our oldest. Our second child wasn't even born yet. And Kathy and I and Mason were walking into a mall, and a guy walked it right by the little garbage can and flicked his cigarette butt. And I said something to the effect of, sir, there's a garbage can right there. You could use it. He didn't like that. And he got, I don't remember exactly what he said, but he was somewhat threatening. And that's not the first time this has happened to me. In fact, long before I met Kathy, I was on the road one day with a friend of mine, and we pull up to a stoplight, and there's a car right next to us. We got there just as the light turned red, so we had more time than I needed. And the gentleman, I'm sitting in the passenger seat, and the gentleman next to me, with his window open, flicked his cigarette butt out. So I got out of the car, and I handed it back to him. And, sir, would you please use your ashtray? He had an ashtray built into the car. And he said, sure. And then when I started to go sit down, he just looked at me and went, threw it back on the ground. So I picked it up again, and I threw it into his car. And he said to me, well, he got it and threw it back out. And he said, if you do that again, I will pull my pistol. Yeah, so what Kathy said after we walked into the mall was, I appreciate that you stand up for what you believe in, but it's not worth getting killed for. And I think with cigarette butts, that's probably true. And yet, I find myself wondering, where is the line? What am I willing to die for? Now, John the Baptist had this figured out. Let me set the scene here, these people that were gathered in this story. Herod, this is Herod Antipas, who was not the Herod of Jesus' birth story with the slaughter of the innocents, but this was the Herod who Jesus would be brought to on his way to the cross. And they all had a very complicated family tree, because they were all marrying each other. And I'm going to check this to make sure I get it right. Herodias, his wife at the time the story takes place, was his half-niece and his sister-in-law. You can work that out, but a complicated family tree. And John thought this was wrong because it was wrong. So he called him on it, and Herod had him jailed. But he liked listening to him, so he did not kill him and actually had no interest in it. Now, we know the story. Herodias has her daughter sent in to dance at his birthday, Herod's birthday. And by the way, don't get confused on the Herodias. Most translations say that it was her daughter, Herodias. A couple, including the one we read here, just says Herodias. Says Herodias came in. Let me rephrase that. They say her daughter Herodias, but that's not right. What is right is the daughter of Herodias, and it was not the same name. I was about to tell you, don't get lost in that, but I've already done that. So I'm sorry. In any event, she dances, and then we all know she asked for John the Baptist's head. Now, Herod had made these great promises that he would give her whatever he wanted. And there's some thought that the main reason he did it was not so much because of the promise itself, but because he didn't want to look bad in front of his friends. So go ahead and get the head, and they bring it on the platter. Lovely story. You all heard the rest of it. John was a martyr. John had beliefs that were important to him. And when he challenged Herod, he knew very well that death might be the result of that challenge. Martyr comes from the Greek word that means witness. Being a martyr is being a witness to something. Witnessing your faith to others is what gets your typical martyr in trouble. What is it? Where is the line for you? What are you willing to sacrifice for your relationship with God? On your faith journey, that's a big question. I don't think we often think about it in those terms. But what are you willing to sacrifice? Now, I think in this day and age, most of us would have a hard time saying, sure, I'd give my life, maybe for my family or something like that. But so I'll challenge you to step it back just a little bit and ask yourself, what is it in your life you'd be willing to give up, to risk, to put at risk for your faith? Are you willing to put money at risk for your faith? Are you willing to put friendship? If you have a friend who is acting in a way that you in your beliefs find to be wrong, are you willing to risk friendship for that? Are you willing to risk your position in a society or in a group? Are you willing to risk your security because of your faith? I think that's the question that John challenges us with in this story that doesn't involve Jesus and maybe shouldn't even be in the gospel. But that's another sermon. Amen. Amen.